Aircheckdownloads.com.
I'm Scott Shannon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Certified, Verified, Refried, Diet, and Lead to Decide Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. You can hear this monster on great radio stations like WROI, Rochester, Indiana. How about Prestonburg, Kentucky? You can check us out on WBVS. And in Syracuse, New York, Rockin' America is heard loud and clear on WTNQ. Thank you for carrying this fine radio program, and thank you for listening. We are already up to the top 10 songs of the week on our countdown. Number 10 this week is Wang Chung and Everybody Have Fun Tonight. That's Wang Chung dropping back 6 places to number 10 on the Rockin' America Countdown with Everybody Have Fun Tonight. The latest album from Survivor, When Seconds Count, hasn't exactly turned out to be a blockbuster on the album charts, but they did go all the way to number 6 on Rockin' America with a first single from that album. This week, that song is at number 9 on the countdown. Here's Survivor, Is This Love? That's called Is This Love. The group Survivor does it. It falls 3 places to number 9 on the official Rockin' America Top 30. Last summer, former Durante Andy Taylor went to number 21 on Rockin' America with his first solo single ever. Now, Andy Taylor wrote and recorded that song for the soundtrack album of the movie American Anthem. But pretty soon he's going to release his first solo album, if he can finish it, that is. It's taken Andy so long to do that LP that he's even had to cancel his plans to be the opening act for David Lee Roth on his current concert tour. But Andy says it's not his fault. He says his working schedule got goofed up because he put so much time into that current Duran Duran album, which is just fine with Duran Duran. Number 8 this week on Rockin' America is Duran Duran, including Andy Taylor with Notorious. That's Duran Duran. They dropped 6 points this week on Rockin' America to number 8. That's Notorious. Now, the number 1 song in the country is right around the corner. But first, we have to check out the Rockin' America entertainment page. Everybody's getting into video these days. Raquel Welch just did a rock clip called This Girl's Back in Town. She's dressed head to toe in black leather. She ran into one problem, though. The custom-built shiny stage was too slick for her new boots. She kept falling on her butt. Then some young technician spilled a soft drink, and like magic, her boots stopped slipping. Poor Raquel Welch laying there on a tushy-tushy. U2 goes back before the video camera in a couple of weeks to shoot a clip for the song called Red Mining Town. It'll be the first video from their still-untitled album. Their first in 2 years, by the way, which is due out in March. Come on, U2! Get in the studio. Finish that thing. Happy birthday to all our favorite rock and roll stars this week. Celebrating birthdays, Andrew Ridgely, Eddie Van Halen, China Slick Kantner, Amy Wolfram of the Jets, Marty Balin, Ray Sawyer, who was in Dr. Hook, Jody Watley, Don Everly, and the lovely and talented Phil Collins. Happy birthday to Phil. I'm Scott Chad. We'll be right back to talk about another member of Genesis next on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're what?
I'm Scott Shannon, your friendly neighborhood rock and roll disc jockey on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Get ready for something new from Janet Jackson, a single called Let's Wait a While.
Let's wait a while. Ooh, ooh.
That's Janet Jackson's new single, and we'll have to wait a while to see if it lands on the official top 30. But in the meantime, in between time, Janet Jackson is at number 7 this week. Here's Janet with Control. That's Janet Jackson with number 7 last week and number 7 this week, the title song from her triple platinum album, Control. You know, the songs that the group Genesis writes and records tend to be pretty complex creations, both the music and the lyrics. We asked Genesis keyboard player Mr. Tony Banks if the group has any kind of system when it comes to songwriting.
The music comes first, certainly with Genesis songs, in the main. Particularly since nowadays we tend to work a lot with rhythm machines. Phil will often sing along when we're writing things, and so the odd line will come. And if there's a good line, we tend to like to try and obviously involve it in the final song. But what the song's going to be about isn't normally decided until really all the music is done. I mean, the basic song is written, and then someone goes away and writes the lyrics and finishes off the melodies.
Tony Banks and Genesis move up 2 points this week to number 6 on Rockin' America. Here's Land of Confusion.
I must have dreamed a thousand.
Good song. Great video, too. Genesis, Land of Confusion from their double platinum album, Invisible Touch. That's the number six song of the week here on Rockin' America. Checking out the Rockin' America mailbag. We've got a quick letter from Atlantic City. Oh, you can lose some bucks there. Says, Dear Mr. Shannon, Mr. Leonard of the Nut Hut, I listen to your show every Sunday night on WAYV in Atlantic City. I think that's the radio station on the boardwalk. You can walk by and peek through the window there to WAYV after you lose all your money. I was wondering, on what day do you record Rockin' America? Sincerely, Peter Calabrese, Absecon, New Jersey. P.S. My 13th birthday is January 25th. Well, first of all, Peter, happy birthday to you, buddy. Let's hear it from the old Nut Hut here. Now, next, you should know that Rockin' America never sleeps. Never. Ours is a bi-coastal. Occasionally tri-coastal, multi-tracked, multi-faceted entertainment medium, which takes its role in life very, very seriously. So on any given day, somewhere in this known universe, recordings are being made. Right at this moment, as a matter of fact, so that we may bring you the always snapping, never napping, keep your yo-yo feet tapping, Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
I feel good.
Next up on the Rockin' America Countdown, a dozen glazed donuts to go. Are we going crazy? I'm Scott Shannon. Help me out of here.
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. When I open
a pack of... Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Just a few years ago, the next star on our countdown was working in New York City as a counter girl in Times Square at a donut shop. Now she can afford to buy that donut shop and several others if she wants them. Madonna moves up 4 points this week to number 5 on Rockin' America with Open Your Heart. That's the former donut salesman from New York City, Madonna, number 5 on the official Rockin' America Top 30, Open Your Heart. I'm Scott Shannon. Coming up, the top 4 songs in the USA and a true tale with a storybook ending.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Leonard with another public service announcement. For better reception from your stereo radio program receiver, don't ever sit on your radio.
Scott Shannon, the Top 30 Countdown.
I've always prided myself on being a...
I'm Scott Shannon, and you're listening to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, and we do appreciate it. There's good news and bad news for the Bangles. The good news is their album, Different Light, has been certified platinum. That means they've sold more than 1 million copies of it. The bad news is that after 2 weeks at number 1 on Rockin' America, they slip back to number 4. Here's the Bangles and that former number 1 smash, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian. Number 1 for 2 weeks in a row. Number 4 this week on Rockin' America. Now that means we've got a brand new number 1 song coming up, so stand by for that one. But first, we must go back. Back. Way back. In the Rockin' America time machine, way back to January 13th, 1968. The number 54 song in the country was called Storybook Children.
Why can't we be like storybook children?
That song was barely a hit back in 1968. It was done by two people, Judy Clay and Billy Vera. That was the first time a man named Billy Vera ever hit the pop chart. And now, 19 years later, he's back with his first top 10 hit. Here's Billy Vera and the Beaters as they jump 9 points to number 3 on Rockin' America with At This Moment.
What did you think?
That's the number 3 song of the week this week on Rockin' America, At This Moment. The very beautiful song from Family Ties. Thank you, Billy Vera and the Beaters. You know, it seems like a lot of songwriters are keyboard players, but not composer and singer Robbie Neville. He says, no, uh-uh. He decided to learn to play the guitar because he believes the sound of a guitar goes straight through to the listener's heart. Well, Robbie Neville and his guitar are at number 2 this week on Rockin' America. C'est la vie. That's Robbie Neville. He moves up 3 points this week to number 2 on Rockin' America with C'est la vie. I'm Scott Shannon, a moment away from the number 1 song of the week. Next on the Top 30 Countdown.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're what?
Rockin' America, Top 30 Countdown.
I'm Scott Shannon. This is the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. We've been counting down the top 30 most popular songs in the whole nation. And now it's time for the hottest song of the week. Now this hit is not just his first number one record ever, it's his first hit ever. His name is Gregory Abbott. Ladies and gentlemen, with the most popular song in the whole USA, the new number one song of the week on Rockin' America. Here's Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down. That's Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down, the new number one song of the week on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Let's hear it for Gregory Abbott. What a nice man. What a lucky man. What a rich man he's going to be. That song just about wraps it up for this week's Top 30 Countdown. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you here next week, same time, same station, for the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. Thank you for listening. The official Rockin' America Top 30 is based on retail, record tape, and compact disc sales and radio station airplay within the continental United States for the week ending January 23rd, 1987. All computerized Rockin' America chart information is copyrighted and may not be reproduced. Rockin' America is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks in association with Mallright Creative Services. Produced in New York City by God Knows Who and written and produced in Los Angeles by Susan Ella Rogers. Production and engineering by Ron Harris. Located in New York, inside the Nuthead is J.R. Nelson, J.J. McKay, Jack Murphy, John Rio, Mr. Leonard, and Anita Benita. Associate producer, Steve Longo. Rockin' America is produced for the Westwood One Radio Network's executive producer, Norm Pattis. Join us again next week to hear the 30 most popular songs of the nation on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. But for now, bye, buckaroo!
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
Aircheckdownloads.com.